What jumps out at you about number nine, Derek Barnett?
Fits right in with all the rest of the linemen in this league. Good player. Quick, jumps the snap count good, physical, got speed to the edge.
Stay on the right side here in the middle, Ben.
You know, Coach, why do you think Trevor's been done a good job of keeping his turnovers down this year compared to his previous years at Oklahoma?
I don't know. I don't know. Did he have that issue in Oklahoma? Oh, he did? I don't know. I mean, that's something we sell, to everybody on our football team, protect the ball, protect his football team. So I'd rather him, it's that fine line for a quarterback because you want him to have a little gunslinger in him, but you want him to be a gunslinger that doesn't get shot. You know what I mean? So, I don't want to take that out of him, but I want him to just make good decisions with the football. And I think he's done a good job the last couple of weeks of, when nothing's not there. He also needs to protect himself in this league and, getting rid of the ball, throwing the ball away. So hopefully that continues.
So on the right side, Suzanne.
Hey, on your running game, y'all rank second in the SEC. And I know running.
Who's first?
Auburn. Got to try a little harder, I guess. But your stats are really impressive because the running game goes up. Your numbers go up against quality opponent. It's better in the SEC than it is out of conference. So do you think late in games that you've got the kind of rush offense that can burn time off the clock and seal wins?
That's what you strive for, right? I think that's one area where we need to do a better job of offensively is we've had a couple games where at the end, another drive or another couple first downs and we don't have to put our chief and his defense back out on the field. I don't think we accomplished that. And then the other thing too is that in this style of offense, as you probably realize is that 85% of every run we call has a pass attached to it. And so that's kind of the good news, bad news thing at the end of the game if you're trying to run the clock. And so I think that, we have to do a better job, and Trevor and myself and all that, of understanding when to hang on to that football and, keep that clock going. But that's a good question. Yeah, that's something you would like your running game to be able to do.
I'll go on the left side over here, Travis.
Hey, Coach. You had the opportunity earlier this season to play against a team that you coached at with Coach Chavis going against Tennessee this week. Is there a certain amount of compartmentalizing that you have to do, active or passive, when a part of your pass intersects with your present?
Wow, that's a tough question. Compartmentalize. You got me on compartmentalize. Okay. No. I mean, to be honest with you, no. I mean, to me, I live like for today's practice. That's it. All I'm trying to do is get better today, come up with a good plan against what I watch on film, whether everybody in this room has coached at that school before or haven't, or all those kind of things. I really, I don't think I'm smart enough to have that much information in my head that I can figure it all out. So basically, I kind of just live by practice and try to prepare for the next game. I don't really worry about what just happened or worry about what's going to happen tomorrow yet. So to answer your question, for me, no. We played against UCLA. I've been at Auburn before, all those places. And once they kick the thing off, it's just another football game, right? All that stuff to me doesn't really matter. I mean, once they kick it off, you're calling plays and you're trying to score points. It doesn't matter who's been there, who is there, or who's going to be there.
Stay on the right side, Ben.
Just out of curiosity, it's probably a dumb question, but since you have a
– The only dumb question is what? There you go, the one you don't ask.
Many coaches would argue that, so. So if you're – just since you said it, so if you have a run option attached to a lot of passes –
See, when I was answering that question, I saw you over there going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So does that mean this is primarily an option offense then?
Always been. That all our this so-called RPO offenses, all right, is triple option football. You're just not in a wishbone. You've got guys spread out, and you're not pitching the ball. You're throwing the football. So yes, it's basically there's three options, and on just about every run that Trevor that's called for Trevor, he's basically has three options, and it's all based on what the defense does to him, just like wishbone or split back veer or any kind. So it's not like it's anything that hasn't been done for the last 80 years. It's just the different formations. Just you're trying to give just different looks to the defense, and so like you said, you always risk that chance if you're trying to run the clock. Which I'm not a big run the clock guy anyway, because we're a tempo, and I think we play better when we're in that tempo and not slowing it down. But if you're trying to, you always risk that thing. If his keys may tell him to pull the football and throw it, and you're like, no, don't throw it. You know, so we have to do a better job with that.
Left side by the column, Cease.
Coach, without Noel and Jones, how did your wide receivers last week grade out when it come to running, catching the ball, and blocking?
I think they did really well. I think, you know, we can always get better, and the hard part is that you never, in a practice, you probably spend 95% of your time as a receiver working on routes and motions and lining up right, and you spend about 5% on actually blocking, because that's kind of an on-the-job training thing in my eyes during the game. So we can always improve on that, but I thought they improved a lot. There was a lot of new faces in there. I was really happy with the way Jeremy came in and performed. And stepped up and helped us there. Nacho came in and did a nice job. So I think, you know, I guess I would give, you know, I'd say they probably were a B minus or so as far as how they played outside in the blocking part of it.
You know, standing in the back, Colin.
Given the fact that your offensive line has to go against Miles and Deshaun in practice, how does that help them prepare for Derek Barnett?
Yeah, I mean, I think that prepares them for this league. You know, I mean, they're going against two of the best defensive end, in my estimation, in the country, and they've been going against them since spring. So obviously, you know, it's like me and you, if you guard me in one-on-one, or Michael Jordan guarded me one-on-one, right? Hopefully my skill set would improve, all right? You may be a great basketball player, I don't know. You are? Okay. All right. Wrong example. Let me say AC, okay? So it's like AC and Michael Jordan. So hopefully my skill set would improve, because for me to have any success, I would have to work at my craft. Him, I could take him to the hoop every time. I wouldn't have to get any better, right? Obviously that really is I think, an advantage for Avery and Jeremy. I mean, London, Jermaine and those guys, and Coda, and all those guys going against our defensive front every day in practice.
Go right up front here, Sam.
Your thoughts overall on Coda's performance on Saturday?
I thought solid. I thought good. I mean, to be honest with you, I thought we were very average offensively anyway. I thought they did. Bill and T. Rob did a really nice job against us. You know, they made us not make mistakes, and we made a few mistakes and missed a couple blocks, and it cost us. And then. And to be honest with you, after the first play of the game, you watched how Chief and the defense was playing. They gave up, what, two field goals the rest of the game. And so we kind of circled the wagons a little bit on offense. We took our shots, but we circled the wagon and kept working on our running game and maybe got a little conservative. But, you know, I don't think it was one of a game that it was just kind of a game. Yeah.
And your thoughts on Tennessee's defense and what their strengths are?
Well, I think they're very good. I think that front seven's very good. I think it's a, you know, upper tier, you know, SEC type defense. The defensive front's very explosive, quick, big guys, you know, kind of it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. The linebackers, I know they've been nicked up a little bit too, like everybody in the country is at this point in the season. You know, obviously they're, you know, they haven't lost a game yet, and that defense is playing pretty good. So it's a good challenge for us.